So in this episode, we're going to talk about The White Lotus Season 2, about the feminine-masculine polarity in the couples that we see in Season 2. And again, if you haven't watched The White Lotus, I highly recommend that you watch it first because there's going to be spoilers here. And if you haven't watched Part 1 of this feminine-masculine polarity analysis, please go to that video first because I explained some concepts and we talk about Season 1. I'll link to that below this video. So let's talk about Season 2. Amazing season. I loved it. And again, there were so many dynamics happening, but we're going to focus only on three. And the first one is going to be the triangle of Portia, Albie, and Jack. And the second one is going to be Daphne and Ethan, and then Cameron. No, sorry, Harper and Ethan, and then Daphne and Cameron. So none of these polarity dynamics are, I don't know if I should say none of these are healthy, but they're actually showing us what's wrong, because obviously all of these dynamics were wrong. So let's start first with, I thought that it was brilliant how the series was written Season 2 in terms of this triangle. And the triangle is really cool because I actually talk about this trend. So Portia is a young girl who's an assistant to this crazy woman, Tanya, who's a billionaire and is like just crazy. And we see early on, we see this young woman who is basically still finding herself. Her life is a mess. She doesn't know what she's doing. She never can find, you know, hold a job, whatever, whatever. And this actually relates to the fact in part one of when I analyzed Season 1, I talked about that nothing happens in a vacuum. We always attract our equal. And so, and this is really important because we see this throughout. And that's why I love this series, because why, for example, Disney Princess Fairy Tale is a fairy tale and is a fantasy. It's a fairy tale because we see this dichotomy that is almost like a hierarchy where the girl is like so amazing and we feel so bad for her and the guy is like a total dick and everything. And it doesn't work like that. Nothing happens in a vacuum. We always are active participants in the relationship dynamics that we create. So back to Portia, right? We see this young woman who's still looking for herself, finding herself, and she is attracting Albie, who is, you know, who's a really nice guy, went to Stanford, comes from a good family. Well, good family, I don't know about that. But, you know, and we really see the epitome of a young man who's a nice guy, who I would call a man in his feminine. And it's really interesting that we see this dynamic play out where Portia is kind of attracted to him because he's a nice guy. But as the relationship progresses, and there was this moment there where they, I think, go on a date and, you know, he walks her to her apartment. He says, "Can I kiss you?" And she's like, "Yeah." Well, in that moment, like, it's nice when a man asks you if he can kiss you, but what's better if a man goes for it, right? If a man that you're attracted to goes for it. Now, there is a difference, right? Because women talk about, oh, he needs to ask for permission and consent. Well, you want men who you don't like and are not attracted to ask for permission and consent so you can say no. But if a man that you really like or are attracted to goes for it and makes the move, you like that. And that's what we see in Portia. Early on, we see that something's not right about it. And she's actually quite vocal. She starts to be vocal about, like, she wants him to be a little bit more aggressive. And in that moment, she sees this guy, Jack, who's first in the pool, but then she meets him at a party. And we see that Jack is the complete opposite of Albie. He's kind of like that bad boy, like the asshole type, you know, who isn't his masculine. And that's why she's really attracted to him. And notice, like, I noticed my emotions that were happening in my body when I was watching that. As soon as Jack showed up, I lit up and I was smiling. And I was seeing this polarity dynamic at play, which is so attractive and so interesting to watch because it just hooks you and grabs you. And then triangle begins. She ends up sleeping with him, you know, having a lot of fun with him, laughing. Like, you really enjoy this dynamic in the beginning, and you can start sensing that something's not right. And then towards the end of it, we realize why it's not right. And then, you know, he was a total asshole, played her, and she was just a thing, blah, blah, whatever. But really interestingly, when Jack and Portia start to kiss and whatever, there was this moment where they were at the bar. And it's so funny that Albie starts to basically hang out with the prostitute, with Lucia. And in that dynamic, Albie starts to kind of get in his masculine because he realizes that that's what Lucia wants, and she brings this up in him, and he's also trying to like make Portia jealous anyways, blah, blah, whatever. And then in the end, of course, no wonder Lucia plays him, and then Jack plays Portia. And at the end, the final scene of the series is, God, my right hand is, need to do more weights. In the end, Portia and Albie meet at the airport and exchange numbers because something could be there. Which something could be there, we don't know. I mean, I don't know if it seemed like Albie learned his lesson, not sure. It seemed like Portia learned his lesson, not sure, but we'll see. Now, let's talk about the other two couples, which was a really interesting dynamic to see these two couples together, which is Harper and Ethan and Daphne and Cameron. Obviously, so many issues in both couples, right? And let's talk about Daphne and Ethan. I had to think about this one for a little bit, and I had to think about what is the polarity there? And I can tell you that how you know that the polarity isn't right or reversed or whatever in the relationship is when people are not attracted to each other. So notice that Ethan and Harper, not attracted to each other. I mean, maybe Harper is, but not really trying, kind of, you know, they've been married for a while, it looks like. And there's the theme right from the beginning that you don't have sex with me, you jerk off, stuff like that. So when there's no attraction in the couple, we know that the polarity isn't right.
Hey girlfriend, before we continue with this episode, I wanted to jump in real quick and share an important message for you. There's a lot of advice out there about dating and relationships. Books, experts, and gurus, and even your granny has a surefire way to succeed in love. And most of it is complete BS. Well, maybe not so much granny's advice. As you may or may not know, I run a transformational 10-week group coaching program called Claim, just like the podcast, that has helped hundreds of women around the world completely change their dating reality with men, where they go from being frustrated and burnt out to actually enjoying dating and starting to attract some amazing men, men who stand strong in their masculinity, who are confident, who court and pursue you and plan and organize and pay for dates, but who are also emotionally available and are ready and willing and, again, available for a relationship with you. And I've developed this program with one thing in mind, that you already have everything you need to attract the man in the relationship of your dreams. You don't need to change who you are. You are not broken. You just need to make a few key shifts, and they all start from the inside. If you're ready to feel that kind of excitement, ease, and joy in dating and relationships that so many of my clients have experienced, and me myself, as you know, I have attracted my masculine man and now have a family with him, I have an invitation for you. Work with me and my team to get on the fast track so you can start seeing big changes in your life ASAP. Go to claim.com/apply to sign up for your free, no-catch discovery call or short interview with a member of my team. This will be your chance to experience our approach firsthand and to ask any personal questions you might have about the program and whether this is a good fit for you. It's also going to be our chance to see if we would be a good fit for you, because we're not in this and I'm not in this for a quick buck, and we don't work just with anyone. We're committed to your success and we want to make sure we can help you to achieve it. The good news is that dating and relationships doesn't have to be this hard. So if you don't want to wait around any longer wondering where are all the good men, if you need an urgent change and are open to receiving personalized help and guidance and want to invest in yourself, then apply for this no catch. There's nothing that you need to give us. It's just a free discovery call for you so you can see whether this is a good fit for you and so they can work on this together. So go to claimed.com/apply. This will take you to a calendar where you can book your call, answer some short questions, and then we shall see you on the other side. All right, now back to the episode.
There's no attraction in two cases. Number one is when the polarity is depolarized, which means that it's a 50-50 dynamic where the man is in his masculine half of the time, half of the time is in the feminine. It's where the friend zone is. It's where the, you know, you basically are like siblings. You're just living together. You're friends as a couple. There's nothing wrong with that. It works for a lot of people and that's okay. But there's no like physical sexual chemistry or attraction there. It's basically a 50-50 game. The other example or case is when a woman who is a feminine essence woman is in her masculine. By the way, most women are feminine essence women. Most men are masculine essence women when they play the reverse role. So a feminine essence woman is in her masculine. A masculine essence guy is in his feminine. I believe that this is Nicole and Mark. and that I talked about in season one. So again, go to that video where I explain how that is. And they were also not attracted to each other. He tried to have sex with her. She didn't want. She's like, go away. No. And then as soon as he stepped up and wasn't his masculine, punched the guy, she's like, oh my God, you're attractive. They had sex. So with Ethan and Harper, you should post this video and think about it. What is that dynamic there? Why they're not attracted to each other? I can tell you that this is, ta-da, it's the 50-50 depolarized relationship. Well, at least how I see it. And we can see that because no one is leading the relationship forward. It's one of those, God, I really don't want to, how shall I put this so I don't get hammered by everyone who follows therapists and psychotherapists and stuff like that. Look, I truly believe in therapy. I've been in therapy myself. And when I see, like, for example, relationship therapists who work with couples, I really think that there's a lot of value in learning about attachment styles and communication, and how to work things together as people and stuff like that. But what I feel that is missing in that, in the talk therapy, is polarity. And we see this in a lot of couples. Like, you can have the most amazing communication. And this is what we see in Harper and Ethan. They're trying to communicate. They're trying to be honest with each other. And this honesty and truth is kind of a theme in them. They're like, you don't lie to me. Talk to me. I know this is not true. Talk to me. Be honest. Be honest. Be honest. You can have amazing communication and be best friends. That's why I don't advocate for being best friends with your man, because you're going to kill polarity like that. You don't want to be best friends with a man. Your best friend is your girlfriend. Or, well, girlfriends, women. I suggest your best friends are women, right? You don't need your husband to be your best friend. Like, he can't fulfill all these roles of the lover, of your best friend, of your co-parent, of your business partner. You can be his no, he's not your emotional tampon. A man is a man, and he plays the role of a husband. My man is my lover. I don't consider him my best friend. He doesn't play that role for me. And that's why polarity exists, and I'm still attracted to my husband 5 years down the line. So Ethan and Harper, I think, really represent this modern couple that is really honest with each other, that talks about everything, that really tries to figure it out. And this is really admirable, but depolarized. Depolarized because they do not play the feminine and masculine dynamic. They do not choose to play in their dynamic. Harper, too much in her head, too much in her masculine. Sometimes she's in her feminine, where we see that we don't know whether she's attracted to Cameron or not, but by the fact that, you know, she went upstairs into the room with Cameron, maybe to do revenge or whatever, we are all attracted to Cameron as a man, being in that masculine space. Of course, he's an asshole. Of course, he cheats on his wife. Of course, he's emotionally unavailable. Of course, it's unhealthy masculinity, but we can't help ourselves but be attracted to a masculine man, period. Now, we don't want to be in a relationship or marriage with this guy, absolutely. But the fact that she goes with the guy to, I don't know, revenge or whatever, tells me that she's a woman, she's a feminine essence woman, like most women are. And so we also see, but she's in her head, she's in her masculine. She doesn't necessarily lead the relationship forward. I mean, you could also look at this relationship as Harper being in her masculine and Ethan being in his feminine. Somehow I see them more as this 50-50 depolarized relationship. So there's only three kind of polarity statuses in a relationship. One, when a feminine essence woman is in her masculine, the man is in his feminine, or it's reverse. So this is where, so we see Nicole and Mark from season one in that. The other one is depolarized, where it's 50-50. I believe that's Harper and Ethan. And then the proper polarity dynamic is when a feminine essence woman is in her feminine, when a masculine essence woman, man, is in his masculine. We actually see this in Cameron and Daphne, which is really interesting. However, their relationship is unhealthy. So you always look at polarity. Is this the right polarity in the relationship? For Cameron and Daphne, it is. He is in his masculine, he's holding space. We can see this right from the beginning, that she's laughing, she's easy, she's in her body, she's sitting there. We see the chemistry between them. I noticed that attraction exists. Now, whether they're faking it or not, I didn't necessarily see that, because we see them in the bedroom alone. Maybe he's faking it, I'm not sure, but, you know, we don't know. But what we see, that what goes on behind the scenes is there, that they are attracted to each other. or maybe they're playing these roles really well, but we see that he's in his masculine, she's in her feminine, because she's playful, she's here now, and la la la, I don't know what. And he's really the guy who like holds it together for them. And, you know, he is in his masculine. However, again, let's talk about Cameron and Daphne. Their relationship is unhealthy, completely unhealthy, right? There is lies, there is manipulation, there's cheating, so on and so forth. Basically, that's it. If you have any questions about it, let me know. I think I've said everything. Obviously, there is a few. I could talk about it forever, but basically, that's it. This is how polarity played out. And I really liked it. I really liked watching it in play. It just shows how humans are flawed. And it was also hilarious. And the music there and the symbols, and it was just amazing. Highly recommend you watch it. Let me know what you think about this video. And if you want to know more about how to create polarity in a relationship, click on this video next, because in this video, this is one of my one of the most popular videos of mine is how to create a polarity in a relationship. So go here and watch it now. I'll see you there.
All right, beautiful woman, thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And please, please leave a review. This is super helpful for me, for the podcast. And this is a time to give back, to leave a review, share this episode with your girlfriend who really wants to hear it. And you can also find me on Medium and YouTube at Anna Rova, where I share pretty much very similar content and where we change the world one embodied woman at a time. All right, I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for being here with me today.